Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We talked to earlier in studio. He's from Pat's IGA in Wilcott. He joins us now on the CT Biz Now Rewind. Michael, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. We're good, thanks. How are you dealing personally with everything that's been going on?
Good, just a little tired.
I bet, like everybody. You're not alone. You're not alone. So obviously grocery stores have been one of the big topics of conversation because they've been something that's been vital. People still have to go out and get groceries. They have to buy milk and egg and breads, and apparently toilet paper, I understand, is a big item. how has your store, Pat's IGA in Wilcott, adjusted to the new safety regulations?
So every time Governor Lamont will come on the news, we obviously would jump right away. We've installed glass windows for our cashiers. We've installed tape everywhere in the store, trying to keep everybody separated, and even had to limit the people in the store at times.
What's your limit there, Mike?
We have around 35 people.
Okay. That can come in at any time?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Are you doing much curb service? I mean, I know there's some stores that are letting you order online, and then they'll have it ready for you to pick up. Are you guys getting into that yet?
We have. We started that a couple weeks ago. Myself and my sister, Gabe, have jumped right onto it and taken over that.
Explain to us how that's working for you.
It's really good. You know, I like helping people. You get a lot of people saying, you know, if they have a family member who is sick or can't get this virus, it helps them so much, and we just like helping people.
Wow. Does it pretty much mirror what you normally sell, or do you have people saying, bring out 17 rolls of toilet paper? Are you getting that or no?
It's a lot of that. You could definitely see people are, panic buying, if you want to say.
Yeah.
How has the supply chain been?
It's been good. I mean, you know, it has its ups and downs, but we have adjusted and we've taken out a lot of new distributors, and we've traveled the state ourselves to go get products just to keep the shelves full.
Yeah, Michael, some of these guys, I was talking to somebody else at another store, and they were saying, the deliveries come, but number one, we've got to find somebody to stock the shelves, so a lot of them are closing earlier because, you know, you got to keep the shelves full. And the other thing is, sometimes whatever that product is you're ordering from that distributor may not be available at that particular time. Has that been a problem for you?
On certain items, like the toilet paper, paper towels, all that stuff, but generally, no, especially meat. We have not had any problems. Produce, we haven't really had any problems either.
What about pizzas?
What about your meat counter? I know a lot of stores have closed their deli counters.
So we have not had any problems. We keep our guys at a lower number than normal, just so they can stay apart from each other. But we have had no problems. We have not had a problem getting meat or anything. We've been full since the beginning.
And you've kept the deli counter open?
Yes, we do.
Oh, there you go. There comes your pastrami, Joe. You can go get that. It's perfect. He's got it for you. I also read a story about frozen pizzas, like the frozen food case. Apparently, a lot of those are getting stripped because people, you know, I don't want to cook. I'll just heat up this pizza. Are you seeing any of that?
Yes, our frozen foods have been insane. We have, we're lucky enough to have, because we're so big in the kitchen, we have bought from distributors their frozen products and stuff, and we're able to sell in bulk.
Jeez.
How long can you go up like? Can you go on like this?
Yeah. As long as my employees stay healthy, obviously that's our first priority. We can keep going. It's not, you know, we adjust.
Have you changed your hours at all?
Yeah. We have. We close at 5 o'clock now every day except Sunday. We close at 3, and that's just to get our employees home in a reasonable time so they can rest and stay healthy.
Yeah, some of your guys have to be totally worn out.
They are. The meat cutters, especially. We started with 2 meat cutters. Now we're up, including myself, my dad, my brother. We're up to 6 meat cutters in there at a time.
Has anybody elected not to come to work because they're afraid of being sick, or you got 100% participation?
We have had a couple people elect not to come in because they have other illnesses going on.
Right.
Nothing that you can catch or anything, but like, I guess, diabetes and different illnesses like that.
That puts you in higher risk right there.
Yeah, exactly, higher risk.
Are they wearing masks and stuff?
Yes, all of our employees are wearing masks. They change their gloves about 80 to 100 times a day, wash their hands several times.
It is odd when you go through the store and see things, you know, you were talking about toilet paper and frozen food and stuff like that, but even stuff like pasta, you know, it's, that's just flying off the shelves from what I can tell.
It is. I mean, we never realized how much restaurants actually help us, and we cannot wait for them to get back open and, I guess, take some of the slack off of us.
Well, that's the thing. You're right, because people aren't going to restaurants. They're all coming to buy, which is great for your industry, but, you know, is making it busy. What about Michael, the fact of people going up one aisle and down the other? To me, that's been the thing that most people have not paid much attention to.
No, it is. I mean, we are walking around telling people to make sure they don't pass each other, and it's for their safety. But it is something that we find a struggle to keep people to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to be the person that sells that blue tape that people have been using it. Yeah. I mean, I've seen more blue tape in the past.
Now, do you have self-checkouts at your place, or is it all cashier-driven?
No, we have all cashiers.
Okay, so that takes away from the self-checkout problem. We're talking with Michael DeSapio, Jr. He owns Pat's IGA in Woolcott. He's part of our CT Biz Now Rewind series that we've been doing over the past couple of weeks while we've been staying out of the studio. Yeah. When you talk to your distributors, to the people who bring you the foods, what do you hear from them about the demands on them? Not just from a content standpoint, but the fact that everybody's looking for food and they're probably working as hard as anybody.
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, they 100% are, and I give those guys credit because it's not easy throwing around the cases that they throw around and get the stuff at the stores at a certain time.
How is your business? You were talking about restaurants, so therefore you have to take up some of the slack. Most places that I've talked to, their business is actually going pretty well. Sad, but it's true.
No, it is. We're noticing the same trend. But at the same time, I hope that it does get back to those restaurants because I do have family members that own restaurants and stuff, and I do feel bad for all of them.
Oh God, yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody's taking a hit like that. But you guys, it sounds like you guys are doing well, and that really you have. How often are you able to like clean the registers, clean the shopping carts and the carts that you hold by hand? And the other thing that, you know, I mean, has always been a big, you know, germ carrier that nobody ever thought about until now is, you know, the credit card machines.
Oh,
it is. No, you're right. It is. Our girls are constantly after every single customer. They're wiping down the credit card machine. We are out there all the time spraying the carts down with sanitizer and constantly wiping and cleaning stuff.
Are you tired?
We are.
You should be. You're doing a lot of work. Yeah. You're doing a lot of
God's
good work.
Man.
You should be tired. Again, give us the hours and what people need to know when they go to your store.
So we are open Sunday 8 to 3 and then Monday through Saturday 8 to 5. When you come into our store, we ask that you just, we have a sanitizer station located where the cures are. We ask that you wipe your hands off, wear gloves, wear a mask, and wipe your cart off again.
All right.
But aside from that, it's just like it always was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And walk down the one-way aisles.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Watch those arrows on the floor, please.
That's it. All right. Well, Michael, thanks for the update.
Thanks,
stay
buddy.
Safe. Good luck with the business, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Stay safe.
All right.
You're welcome.
You too.
And I'm glad he thought about restaurants. That was nice of him because I got him. Those poor guys. You know, you live on tips.
Oh, my God. Well, it's interesting, though. He's kept his deli counter open.